Hey, everybody, this is Wes Otis. This is Agents Dossier Debrief. We're going to be talking to the players about the past, present, and future of the show. Let's introduce those players. Let us start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Yesenia Alvarez. And remember, Yesenia starts with yes.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I am playing Robin Porter. And damn it, Yesenia, I'm a doctor, not a miracle worker.
Hello, I have been playing Norman Morales, and I do not have a clever thing right now. Sorry.
That's clever within itself. And returning with us, Mac.
I am going to be playing a brand new character because my former character decided she wanted to get out of the biz. So I will be playing Wanda Sims.
Awesome. So we had an investigation with Michelle, Pooja, and Saint, where they went out, you know, their characters went out to a small town in Iowa, Tillsdale, I believe. It's been a little while.
Iowa or Idaho?
Idaho, sorry. See, it's been like a month and a half because we've all been so busy, where they found this ghoul cult and this weird, you know, immortal death cult thing going on with these people. And it did not go well. Basically, Yesenia kept getting shot. They kept having just biffed rolls. Things did not go quite as planned. The fact that they all made it out is amazing. Michelle, what for that particular investigation, what do you think? Is there anything you would have done differently? Any leads or any points in the game that you would have went in a different direction? And I'm not saying that you should have. I'm just asking, now that you've seen the breadth of the investigation, is there anything that you wanted to check out and weren't able to, or felt you should have went left instead of right kind of thing?
Well, I think the thing I would have wanted to do most was roll better. But other than that, I wanted to know more about those triplets and the grandmother. Like, we kind of didn't get to the bottom of that. So, yeah, I think that's what I would have wanted to know more about and figure that out. But we had to escape with our lives.
What about you, Pooja? Kind of the same question. What were your feelings about the last investigation?
Oh, you know, maybe I should have spent a few more minutes looking up how big a propane tank is before I set certain fires. But honestly, I wish we had been able to find out more, but also, like, I actually like that we made a decision where we were like, Yesenia's life is more important than whatever the fuck is going on here. And that made me happy. Also, Norman accidentally just horrifically murdering people. Oh. And being like, I mean, I'm sure they're still alive back there. And it's like, nope.
No,
they're very much not.
Yeah, there were some very Tarantino moments for Norman in there. Saint, how about you?
Yeah, well, I loved those Tarantino moments. They were really fun. Often, though, kind of happening out of desperation. last hurrah. Let's see, do I survive? So, but that was fun. I enjoyed really the pace of us coming into contact with all these creatures. I hate to sound unoriginal, but yeah, the underlying mystery that was there, I am very curious about still. Very beautiful imagery, or creepy imagery, rather, conjured up by Wes. And, you know, I was pretty fascinated with what was going on there. But as Pooja said, like, we didn't want to just let our friend die in this ho-dunk town. So I guess we left. But I would say that I really want to figure out what the heck that was. Because even though we did set everything on fire, which is very traditional for our games, I'm like thinking, hey, it's possible. Hey, maybe grandma survived. Who knows?
I mean, that's the interesting thing about Delta Green is that in most games, even in horror games, there's that feeling of I can overcome whatever this particular thing is. But with Cthulhu and all these other cosmic forces, it's more I can barely scratch the surface and maybe survive, and I have to be okay with that. And I feel like that's what that investigation was. It's difficult to make that decision. And I think it also adds to, like you said, the mystique of like, oh shit, what else is going on there? And will we ever go back? I had a lot of fun with the game personally because it was kind of cool to advance the story past all that. That very first investigation was so big and lasted so long and had so many different moving parts that it was kind of cool to start from there. So, Mac, tell us about Wanda a little bit.
So Wanda is sort of the opposite of the character I had been playing that had been, you know, more of a loose, lawless kind of person. Wanda is very much at the top of her game. She's been commended throughout her entire career from being like with the police force to being in the FBI. And she's also known for doing a lot of the PR work for sort of the spin on stories and knowing how to navigate bureaucracy and all of that. So she's very, very capable, but she's also very, very solitary. So working with the team is going to be a different experience for her. She's a little kind of stick up her ass sort of personality, which will be fun and different to play because I don't tend to do that for my characters.
Where is she based right now? I mean, when you imagine, is she in DC? Is she in, you know, in Quantico or around Quantico? Where do you think she's at? Or is she in a field office somewhere working?
I think that she's probably in DC. Going to be handling, you know, big cases. And like I said, has kind of transitioned a little bit into doing some PR. It's almost like if you've seen Hot Fuzz, where it's like, well, you're just too good and you're making us all look bad. So she's right. has been getting a little shelved lately because of that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and that is a big departure from your, I forgot what your last character was named.
Me too, so.
Yeah. I was talking about this with Michelle because we record this, you know, once or twice every few months and it's 12 episodes a year. Even though there's only 26 episodes altogether, it is stretched out over such a long period that you know, it's like I forget some of the characters' names because of just time.
Well, and I played my last character for a relatively short amount of time. I was in one arc, and then that character just made sense to piece out.
Yeah, it did, story-wise, definitely. I guess that's a good question for the rest of you. I mean, we've all decided to keep these characters moving forward, but I think the oldest one we have right now is Robin. I don't know when Norman started.
I think Robin and Norman started.
Oh, yeah. They started about the same time.
So it'll be interesting to see how those two characters develop. For my part, and I'm going to get all of your opinions about where you see things kind of going from here, I kind of would like to find out, now that we've had a mission and some time behind us and we're going to be introducing this new character in, and the dynamic of a group always changes, what does that mean for you all personally? And how are you coping with this horror that you have been interacting with, kind of? And how does that affect the people that you love in your life and everything else? Because I think up until now, we've really been focusing on investigation, and we're going to be getting into more character development as we're moving forward. I'll start with Saint. For Norman, where do you think he's at mentally right now?
I'm going to take the easy answer and say exhausted. it's probably going to apply to more than one person, but definitely exhausted but intrigued because of the kind of question mark we leave on. I think realistically, Norman would probably be, he needs to go to therapy for a while just because he confronted a couple of his, well, mainly the biggest fear, that like laying in dead body freezer in the morgue, and I happened to make one of his fears claustrophobia, not knowing if this was gonna like be and fear of deep sleep as well. Like, he is a night terror guy. I was like, oh, that's probably not really gonna come into play. Oh, here we go. So I would imagine we didn't get to, you know, he's probably not gonna talk about it that much, but that along with the monsters probably nets him some therapy time and some maybe some good journaling time. I don't know, because he already started out knowing that occult stuff existed with his kind of like image research within the NSA and all that stuff. So it's not like his whole world has been turned upside down, but definitely he's come face to face up against it. And now he definitely wants to back away from the glass, maybe take some notes before we go to the zoo again to finish that up.
That's a great, that works. Pooja, what about you? Where's Robin right now? What is she going through?
I think Robin is like, I mean, we got hit by a lot of medical impossibilities in this last case. And although we've seen some shit before, with the jelly people and the cube and all of that, this is the first time she's really come face to face with the mundanity of it. You know, like, this town's just doing its thing with all this weird shit going on, and then kind of living forever and kind of being werewolves and kind of like a lot of other stuff that she couldn't really explain and didn't get a chance to delve into. So I think she's probably going down some serious rabbit holes. And then we got like a jar of bugs that we left with. And I think she wants to maybe see if she can reach out and make some connections, maybe do a little research into that.
Like, become kind of a crypto
zoologist. I think there's a little bit of that going on. But also the re-examining everything like she thought she knew about medicine in a way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And her go bag now includes like field surgery supplies.
Yeah, that definitely at the end of your career, you're just going to have a truck that follows you with just supplies of stuff. Michelle, same question. Where is Yesenia today?
Mentally, I mean, she's a soldier. You know what I mean? She's like, I've seen things, but I could get through it. You know, she's training more. She wants to make sure she's never caught off guard again.
Right. That makes sense. So, Mac, there's always a reason why someone gets pulled into Delta Green. It's either supernatural or something horribly violent or whatever, and that it's deemed that the person is ready to be part of Delta Green. What was your like trigger event to get you into Delta Green?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I'm not entirely sure. I think more than anything, it's her record, and there's all of this hubbub, and they're hoping bringing someone like her in is going to kind of straighten things out from the chaos, which is probably not going to be the case at all. But there may have been like a weird murder that, you know, she wasn't able to solve that had like a, you know, unknown to her supernatural element. Because I actually picked a character that doesn't have any background in the supernatural or the occult. So they're being brought in a little blind.
You're the Scully of the group.
Yes.
Well, and for our purposes, I think it might work really well to have you. You'll see in episode 26, great Patreon and coffee supporters. I think that gives us a pretty good idea of where we're going, what people are thinking, and what's going on. This is coming out during the holiday season. Thanksgiving for us in the U.S. is coming up. And then Christmas. But whether you celebrate these things or not, we appreciate your time here. We hope everybody's happy and healthy and doing well. I'm going to let the actors tell you where they're at real quick to wrap it up. You can find me on Twitter for now at Plate Mail Games. And then you know where everything else is because you're wonderful, wonderful supporters of us, and we appreciate it. Let's start with Saint for where they are at.
Hello. Yes, I'm Saint or Saint Spider. And I mean, Every time I usually say, hey, you can find me on Twitter. But as we all know, things are a bit dicey. So for now, I'm at Twitter at Saint Spider TV, SaintSpiderTV. And maybe that will change.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I have, you know, I've been exploring more of the social media space. Ooh. So I put together a card. So if you want to find me, see more pictures of my cats, always more pictures of the cats, you can find that at forgottensaves.card.co. So that's forgottensaves.card.co.
Hey, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That, Twitter for now, Instagram, Facebook, my website, and occasionally TikTok.
Hey, you can find me on Twitter for now, at Mishulu. You can also join our Discord and find me Mishulu number 1501.
Awesome. Thank you all so much for being supporters. We will be back next month with episode 26 of Agent Dossier, where it's a new start, probably a new case at some point. And, you know, so we're looking forward to that. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.